Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, let's do it.
You heard him yesterday doing the lively play-by-play call of the 670 The Score chugging contest, and he is ready to go today to help you react to what you saw the last couple days of baseball. Lawrence Holmes.
Hello, men.
Hi, Lawrence.
I saw some silly base running yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I don't know where Tim Anderson was going.
I don't. I wonder if he got caught up, because I was watching, and I'm sitting there going, ooh, this is one of those you have to have a talk with a young man and go, game situation, considering who was coming up,
yeah,
perhaps with nobody out, mm-hmm, just stay there.
Tim, this is Jose. You've been playing together for quite some time. It's very good.
At baseball, yes.
Yeah, brings in a lot of runners, mostly from second, sometimes from third. Just stay where you're at, buddy.
Yeah, and then the other guys behind him, too. The two guys that are batting behind Jose, also good at baseball, and you should just wait. I feel like he got caught up. I feel like he was playing the game with Lester, and he's like, oh, well, let me just go take this bag, not realizing that he was running in quicksand, and that I believe you described Wilson Contreras as a viper, that he pops up like his pop, mm-hmm, time is that of a viper. Yeah, throwing down the third, easy for that guy. Real easy, no matter how fast you are.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a very strange game, and everybody recognized how strangely the ball was flying, and there's nothing you can do about it. But the umpiring was not only terrible, it was entirely slanted toward the Cubs. Call it what it is. We've got the data. It's not something. No matter for whom you root, the Sox could not catch a break on the strike zone. The Cubs caught every break.
I kept wondering if it, because I know I didn't want to sit there much longer. if it was one of those things where it's just a guy saying, "Look, everyone swing the bat." And for Ryan Cordell, I agree that it was ball four. I also think the pitch was too close for you to not be swinging at.
Not mutually exclusive.
You know, it was poor home plate umpiring that was going on all night last night. And I keep wondering if where Lester is at right now. If 'cause you start looking at the numbers on him and you just wonder, we've all been kind of saying for the last 2 years that be expecting that dip to happen to John Lester.
And Pecota factored it in.
And then he fights through it.
Yep.
And are we here?
Well, you remember.
Are we there yet?
After the All-Star break last year, it was eight starts with like an 8 and change ERA before he went to Joe. Or he'd gone to Joe and then another start. And it was, you know, let's get some things fixed or whatever. This was start number 7 with an ERA right around the 6 and change mark.
And was it second half last year where he had the
right
eight
after,
starts
right
with
after
eight
the All-Star break.
ERA?
That's the one we're talking about. Yeah, right after the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah, that's not great. But they did hit yesterday. Quotation marks, you forget, because last night the ball was not supposed to be doing what it did. And I was trying to figure it out, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe it is pushing to center field, like it's swirling, mm-hmm, that, and then I'm like, nah, because yeah, Wilson hit him hard, but those just kind of got out of here. And then the one that McCann hit, I'm like, how? Like, all of it is just, it's fascinating to watch.
You know that secondary sweep upward of some golf shots, especially,
yes,
when a big hitter hits the ball.
When a real person hits a golf ball instead of duffers.
Yeah, the way that a real golfer compresses the golf ball and you get that first explosion off the head and then what appears to be that turbo boost, that's what it looks like the baseball is doing. And we were watching batting practice really closely a couple of weeks ago and just seeing how some of these balls fly, noticing the wind currents, and then actually holding the ball and looking at it, feeling it, people who've been around the game know what's up. They know. They're talking about it. They're talking amongst themselves. You walk around in some of these, especially the pitchers. They're just dealing with something foreign.
Yeah, a lot of the pitchers are very unhappy with how slick the surface of the ball is right now, and it seems to lend itself to just being destroyed. What is going on with your glasses?
I'm grobsteining it. Right before we're sitting in the pre-show meeting with Mitch, I lost an arm.
Oh,
these
that's
are
too
they're
bad.
Just cheap cheaters.
You've been handling that pretty well all day. I didn't even notice.
Really?
Good for you.
I could do. You know the Grobstein story, right?
I know almost all of the Grobstein stories.
Years ago, this goes back to Belmont Avenue, where Grobber had something like little reading glasses, and I noticed one time it was like this. He was missing an arm, which is fine. You can make do with one arm,
kind of.
You can make do.
Well, he certainly could, and that they were fine for a while, and then I came in and he was just holding them, and he was down to no arms. It was a pince-nez, right? Not even like on the stick, like opera glasses,
right?
You know, so it was a pince-nez that he just sort of had balanced there. And I said, "Les, you're really trying to make a go with those." So I was like, "Yeah, they still work,"
but they kind of don't.
Right, they kind of don't.
They don't
right?
at all.
So that it gets better because a couple of days later, I come in, and he has them tied to his head with yarn.
Yeah, it was like I thought it was a shoestring at first, but it was yarn.
It was thick. It was like the kind in nursery school with you glue to poster board, and it was royal blue. It was some sort of like decorative craft yarn that he had tied in giant knots around either side of the glasses. It was phenomenal.
Hey man, sometimes back in those days, it wasn't like you could get glasses made quickly. Well, it's not like Zinni and Warby Parker.
Mm-mm.
Like they'll get your glasses to you in a couple of days. Back then,
they're just magnifiers.
But
I don't think they were prescription.
Well, let's say that they were. My point is that he probably just couldn't get a new pair instantly enough that it would make sense. I'm going to give Les the benefit of the doubt.
Fair enough
on that, gentlemen. It's good to see you both,
Lawrence. Pleasure.
I'm looking forward to today's show. I got Matt Forte coming on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I want to ask him, like, what would you do in this Matt Nagy
a
offense?
A billion yards.
Because I feel like it would be a billion yards. I feel like Matt Forte is the running back that they've been talking about.
Yeah.
And it's just 10 years
Hunt's
too late.
The guy they've been talking about.
Well, yeah, but I mean, imagine if Matt Forte was in this draft, and maybe it is with David Montgomery. I don't know. I don't know if he has the same top line speed that Matt had, but if Matt Forte in the Matt Nagy offense, deadly. It would be deadly. So I'm going to talk to him about that and all sorts of stuff. That is Bernstein and McKnight. You can hear them every day, 9 a.m. until noon. You can also check them out on The Leftovers. The chugging contest has done very well. You can follow them on Twitter as well for all of their stories. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.